Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, it's the Power of Poetics, the DC Poetry Project's open mic call-in show.
Michael Ingram, I'd like to welcome you to the Power of Poetics. We are at the conclusion, reached the conclusion of our 30-day poetry challenge. The 30-day poetry prompt and challenge was started during the National Poetry Month, which was in April, and the members of the DC Poetry Project had an opportunity to compete in the challenge, and tonight we're on poems or prompts 21 through 30. I'm quite excited, so if I'm talking quickly, just blame it on my excitement. Again, I'd like to welcome you to our program. And each week, we travel through the power of poetry to places that only our imaginations can build. We visit the good, bad, and indifferent of life. And through our poetic journey, we hopefully find comfort, solace, truth, celebration, and power in our words. What I'd like to do is to open up our phone lines. The number again is 646-716-8754. Please tweet us, please Facebook us, please call in, please listen. So again, this is the Power of Poetics, and I'm going to open up the phone lines. Good evening. Area code 860.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Valerie.
Hello.
To all the listening audience, Valerie is one of our most faithful call-inners. So it's always good to hear your voice. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, Michael. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a long week. But every day we move closer to the weekend.
Yes.
Yes, we do. What's happening in the great state of Maine?
It's nice and warm. Finally.
So it's been raining up until now? Or cold up until now?
Raining. It's been a cold spring.
Okay. Cold spring. That sounds like the title of a poem. I'm going to write that down. A cold spring.
Yes.
All right. Currently, Valerie, it's just you and I. We may carry the hour, but we are two trained professionals, and we can do that. Would you like to share a poem based on one of the prompts from your own website? I can start if you like.
I was told you prompts, and I was looking at and I thought I might share.
You know, your phone is in and out, Valerie. I can barely hear you.
Oh, no.
Yes. It's kind of fluttery.
Oh, I have a bad phone, Michael.
Well, keep talking, and I'll let you.
I might have a poem prompts. If that would be fun.
Are you there? Oh, Valerie has dropped the call due to her phone being mischievous. So what I'd like to do is to share some pieces of poetry. These are poems from my upcoming book, and I view them as being musings from a misunderstood life. Hate is such a fluid word. It rolls off the tongue like honey, yet lands on the ground like a rock. shattering into many little fragments that neither can be reglued, remolded, or rejoiced. Here's another musing. You should never put sugar on an onion, because no matter how sweet it looks on the outside, that lie will still not melt on your tongue, and your breath will still stink. And finally, I'm too damn pissed to cry. Black tears will only stain my skin, and I don't have another white shirt to wear. So again, those are some musings from A Misunderstood Life. We do have a caller. Again, hopefully Valerie will return, but I'm going to open up the phone line right now. Good evening, caller. Area code 804. You're on the air. Hello? Area code 804. That caller dropped the call, too, but I will continue with musings from A Misunderstood Life. Part two. Night has come again. Jazzy and vibrant is love. Gone is your excuse. A woman who lives without hope can only curse starry nights. She watched hope walk away under a midnight and moonlit sky. She needs time to grieve in the shadows. Three. Lord Jesus, please come and highway me on home. Get in the fast lane, Lord, because I can't take it no more. Speaking of can't taking it anymore, this month is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and the DC Poetry Project has a number of programs on the horizon. The first of which is a program scheduled for next Wednesday, May 27th at 6:30 at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Library here in the city. The program is titled I, Too, Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, Understanding Mental Illness Through Poetry. The featured poet that night will be Miss Cayenne, a noted poet. She's been on our show. She's well-known in the community, so she will share some words in terms of the poetic spirit about mental illness, and it should be a very nice evening. The following evening here on Blog Talk Radio, there will be a show at 9 o'clock p.m. This show will focus on the issues of African-Americans in terms of dealing with issues, again, around mental health and mental illness. It's called Out of Darkness. Again, shedding light on mental illness in African-American communities, and this should be a very powerful show as well, kind of like a follow-up, but more of a specific show. There will be a number of panelists on the show from here and from locally and from places across the country, so we'd like you to tune in. So this is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and I've always believed, based on my travels and training, my own lived experience, that it's important to have people in your life that you can talk to about issues and concerns. If you don't have those people in your life, write about those issues. Allow it to seep through your system onto paper. That's one way of expressing it, is to get it out of your system, to, as I've said countless times, to metaphorically scream. So hopefully you have an opportunity to do that. There is an organization called NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's NAMI. There's usually a NAMI located in every corner of America. It's a grassroots organization designed to discuss and or find contacts with people who live with mental illness or who need an understanding about mental illness or in general just need an understanding about what good mental health entails. So again, this is National Mental Health Awareness Month. I don't want to belabor it, but it is an important time to think about. Now, there is one more musing from my book, and it's called Love Does Funny Little Things Before Dying. Love does funny little things before dying. It digs its own grave and buries all remnants of his broken and forgotten heart. Yes, love does funny little things before dying. I was in love once. Once was enough. I don't like funerals. We'll be right back.
Live from the nation's capital, it's the Power of Poetics, the DC Poetry Project's open mic call-in show.
As you see, our announcer would like everyone to know that we are live from the nation's capital. We bring you greetings to all of our listeners from around the world who tune in. We've got listeners in Afghanistan, in Lahore, Pakistan, and other places, listeners who call in from Maine and Alabama and other places around the great United States of America. My name is Michael Anthony Ingram. This is the Power of Poetics. The call-in number is 646-716-8754, and I believe we do have a caller on there, and I'd like to bring this person in. Hold on. Good evening. Area code 804. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And your name is?
Kimberly.
Chevrolet.
Kimberly.
Spell that for me, please.
K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y.
Oh, Kimberly. Hello, how are you,
yes.
Kimberly? All right, I'm sorry.
I'm doing well. That's okay.
Right, got a difficulty here. I'm sorry. Welcome
That's
to
okay.
the Power of Poetics. What brings you on tonight?
Well, I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I just have not had the time or forgot about it or whatever, so I just called tonight to see what this was about and to be inspired. To write again.
Oh, wow. Great. Are you a member of the DC Poetry Project?
I'm on the meetup group. I joined that. But that's how I heard about you all.
Okay, fantastic. Well, welcome to the organization. I'm the executive director. On this particular show every week, we have a great time. As I stated, people call in from around the country sometimes and just share the poetic word and just feel hopefully safe in an environment where people listen without judgment, and we just have a lot of fun on here. And I love hearing people share their works. So I'm so glad you're with us tonight.
Thank you.
Would you like to share any of your work?
Not at this time.
Not at this time? All right.
No.
Well, at this particular point, you're the only caller on the line. So you'll hear me sharing a lot of my work until some of our other kids. Excuse me?
I will go ahead and this is untitled.
Okay,
so.
Great. Thank you. Okay, great.
Okay.
All right. Kimberly is on the microphone.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Once in a lifetime comes a strong woman, a woman of courage and integrity who roams wild with a free spirit, not seeking her own, but showering kindness on one and all. When there are tears of joy or comfort, she is fully aware and is there for those in time of need, gently surrendering to the cold, dreary night. After the rain of words, the women wander to seek and find a long-standing place in the world. She boldly proclaims, "I am woman, hear me roar. My soul is too loving to ignore." Yet while she is strong, she seeks one who is stronger to help her in her time of need. "Please work beside me," is her creed. "I am striving to create a better life for you and me. Don't leave my heart stranded or damaged, for I am strong alone, but a fortress, and that's it."
Oh, wow. Now, I heard a line about the women wander. Is that one of the prompts? From one of the prompts?
Yes. Yes.
All right. That means that somebody does actually use those prompts. Great. You made my day.
Oh, well, good. That's
I put
good
stuff
to
together
know.
Every month, thinking nobody even. Oh, wow. That is so nice. I am so glad you called it. If you never call in again, you made my evening. Oh, that
good.
Is. Hey, would you do me a favor? Would you recite it one more time? Slow down just a little bit because I want to savor the words, all right?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Once in a lifetime comes a strong woman, a woman of courage and integrity who roams wild with a free spirit, not seeking her own, but showering kindness on one and all. When there are tears of joy or comfort, she is fully aware and is there for those in time of need, gently surrendering to the cold, dreary night. After the rain of words, the women wander to seek and find a long-standing place in the world. She boldly proclaims, "I am woman, hear me roar, my soul is too loving to ignore." Yet while she is strong, she seeks one who is stronger to help her in her time of need. "Please work beside me," is her creed. "I am striving to create a better life for you and me. Don't leave my heart stranded or damaged, for I am strong alone, but a fortress with you."
Oh, wow, that is beautiful. Usually what I like to do when a person recites or shares his or her work is ask a few questions. I won't ask a lot of questions, but I would ask you, what was your inspiration in terms of putting that together as a beautiful piece?
Thank you. I just put it together based on the prompt, and actually I just did this like a few minutes ago. So
just a few minutes ago?
Yes.
You made my night that you could take a prompt and pull together a poem like that.
You're funny. Yes, I do.
You are a once-in-a-lifetime person to be able to pull that together. You say that roams with a free spirit. What was that line?
Yes.
Roams wild with
a
free spirit.
A woman of courage and integrity who roams wild with a free spirit.
Wow. And gently surrendering to, what was that line?
The cold, dreary night.
Gently surrendering to the cold, you bad.
You're funny. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have a good sense. So anybody will tell you
that. Okay.
But so we have a lot of fun. So, I mean, but for you to be able to craft that so quickly, I mean, do you write spontaneously, or in other situations do you sit there and you think about it and you ponder it and you put it away and you come back to it? How do you operate in that regard?
It depends. Sometimes I have to write down things when they hit me because I'll be thinking about something, and other times I'll pattern it after another poem.
Okay.
So it just depends on what moment I'm in. So it can either be a freestyle moment or just a moment where I'm trying to mimic the same pattern as another poem.
Now, do you have a collection of poetry? Have you published a book?
I have not published a book, and I was thinking about doing that because I've written a lot of pieces for my church and different things like that. But I have not done that, no.
You know, that might not be, you know, I mean, I like your work. I mean, it's only been one piece, but the fact that you were able to pull that together so quickly, I think, is a very beautiful thing. So think about working on a book. One of the things that in the DC Poetry Project we plan to offer later in this summer is a workshop on how to assemble a chapbook for publishing. So stay tuned for that because there's some other things coming on down the horizon. Yes, and we're going to hopefully start a DC Poetry Project publishing press where we assist people publish their work. So that's nice. I think we've got another caller here. I want to bring this person on the line. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Area code 207, you're on the air. This is Michael Ingram.
Hey, Mike,
Power
this is Valerie.
Hello, Valerie. Welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Different phone.
Valerie.
Much better.
Yeah, sounds great. Valerie is from Maine, and we're on the phone also with Kimberly. Where are you
hailing
from,
Kimberly?
Hello, Kimberly.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank
Valerie's
you.
In Maine. And Kimberly, what state are you in?
Virginia. Yes.
Virginia, okay. So So we just heard Kimberly share a piece that she that was inspired by one of the prompts. You missed a good one, Valerie. But Valerie, you're on if you'd like to share one of your poems.
Well, I would like to, and this is from a prompt from last year that I did from the last day, so day 30. And it's called, ta-da, Cold Spring, like we're having. It's melting. Okay, this is called Cold Spring, and this is about where I live. It's melting, flooding, mudding, socks and shingles on the ground, sled, mailbox, road, trash revealed. Not warm enough to use the clothesline, though. The end.
The end. Well, Valerie, you know I always ask you to recite your poems twice.
Yes.
You know I like to. so do me the favor to recite.
Yes. This is called Cold Spring. It's melting, flooding, mudding, socks and shingles on the ground, sled, mailbox, road, trash revealed. Not warm enough to use the clothesline, though. The end.
Talk about your inspiration, Valerie.
My inspiration was, it was a cold day last year in April, and everything was melting, and I could actually see the ground, and I saw the sled, and I saw the mailbox, and I saw the road, and I saw all this trash. Nothing deep there, Michael.
Well, you know, it's funny. You bring up that line about the clothesline, and it reminded me of my parents or my mom in North Carolina and hanging clothes on a line. You know, I live in Washington, D.C. You don't see that very much. I don't see it anywhere, but maybe it is here somewhere. I live in an apartment. But just to hang clothes on a line is just so totally different than putting them in a dryer. I mean, it just brought back a lot of memories.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of memories. So you have a clothesline, Valerie.
In fact, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I love it. In fact, that could be a prompt for any time. Write a poem about a clothesline.
A clothesline.
You have, when you want, when you've seen.
You know, it's funny. When I was growing up, I thought that we must have been now just so poor that we didn't have a washer and a dryer. But now I realize how rich we were. You know, to have that opportunity to just to get out in the fresh air. You know, I miss those days. I really do.
Yes.
Kimberly, any comments from you as you're listening or listen to Valerie's poem? Anything that came to mind for you?
It just reminded me of my grandmother growing up in New York. She had a makeshift clothesline, so she would, you know, put it on top of the building and things like that. But it just brought me back to that time growing up with my grandmother living in New York. So it did bring back memories.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
That is nice. It's nice. Well, what we're going to do is come back after a very short break. Our breaks are only, 30 seconds long? But it does give us an opportunity to kind of run and grab something if you want to, and we'll be right back. Back. My name is Michael Ingram, and you're here with us on the Power of Poetics. We're joined tonight by Kimberly and Valerie, and hopefully there's some other callers, but if not, we're still going to have a fantastic time. The call-in number is 646-716-8754, and we're completing the 30-day prompt challenge tonight based on what occurred last month in terms of it being National Poetry Month, and welcome. I guess I'd like to recite a piece. It's not from the prompts, but it's just one that I've been thinking about. It's called Waiting. What What did I learn from my heart being touched by the hand of death? Everything, yet nothing. In stillness, I learned I did not fear it. In fact, I asked death to touch me again. Is it over? No, the hollow part of my heart remains open. I cannot stand the echo of the silence. Did it happen? A dream? A nightmare? A surreal truth? Still living. No end, no purpose, no solution. I am the loneliness, the unyielding sadness in my heart drowns out my desire. The outside sustains the inside. No one knows which side is real. Cross over the River Jordan. Time to go home. You received what you asked for. I didn't. And I'm still here, waiting. The end.
Very nice.
Yes.
I love the visual at the beginning.
What was nice about it? You know me. I like to know when you say it's nice or good, what was nice about it?
I loved at the beginning the visual when you said I saw death's hands was touching me or touched me, you could see it, or I could see it. Very visual.
All right. Kimberly, I think you had a statement, or you made a comment, or...
Yes, it just reminds you, like, sometimes you wonder what's real, what's not real. Like, did this thing really happen, or did it not happen? And it's like a balance between the two where you're trying to figure out, okay, now, was this something that really happened? Or was it something that maybe a part of me died? Or is it different things that come up when you say that?
Well, like, let me ask you a question. And then not in reality. Well, let me ask, what would you think, based on hearing this, was the scenario that would make me write this? If you could kind of, maybe that first section, the first stanza about the hand of death touching me, touching my heart. My heart remains open. Can you think of anything?
Something about, who are you asking, Michael?
Well, I'm just asking either one of you.
It sounds like something happened with your heart. And, you know, death's hand touched it, but it's still open.
It's still open.
Or we can go really deep and... Maybe it was a breakup of a relationship.
Right.
And still open. I don't know.
That's the way I interpreted it.
That was a breakup of a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was a little bit different, and I wrote this back in 2006. I had suffered a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I mean, that's probably too much to set the souls on the air in front of millions of people, but I believe so much in taking care of your heart. So, again, you need to see your doctor, go see your doctor. Pay attention to those warning signs. And I wondered after, it said several weeks later, I'm like, well, what happens now? Where do I go from here? Did that really happen? I mean, those kind of things, those catastrophic illnesses can be major disruptors in a person's life. Mm. So it's so important to take care of yourself, even though sometimes we're prone to, predisposed to genetic kinds of issues, and that's what occurred in my case. But do you know, good people, we've run out of time. Can you believe it? It's been an hour. The show is over in 15 seconds.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
we're
even though my clock only says 8:29?
Mine does too.
Well, have this little voice, and not my own little voice from schizophrenia, but this voice saying that the show's over at night. She just said 10 seconds.
I know that little voice.
You know that little voice too?
She just said that little voice.
Okay, so what time do you have? We're off the air.
My computer says 8:30.
Yeah, mine does too.
I mean, we're off the air now. We're not on the air.
Really?
We may be on the air, but I don't think we're on the air. I mean, the computer is...
I don't actually have a link for you, so I couldn't go and listen. My goodness.
Well, we're here, but not here. We're here, but not here.
It's surreal.
Is it real?
We're nothingness.
It's
where are we?
There's no end. There's no purpose. There's no solution. Did it happen? Can't believe
it. I'm going to write about this. I got to write about this.
The on-air sign is no longer on.
Oh.
Is it my nightmare? That we're just talking out in space and
I
it's not being recorded?
I don't know. But
someone's recording it with their pen and pencil.
Maybe so. Well, okay. Let's continue just a little while longer. We're like floating out in space. And we were all still together, so they didn't shut down the line. So, Kimberly, do you have another piece that you'd like to share? No one else can join us now, but do you have another piece that you'd like to share?
I do. I have.
All right, great.
Black butterflies cry. When I think of you, I die a little inside.
Wow. One more time.
Black butterflies cry. When I think of you, I die a little inside. The end.
Is that a haiku?
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice.
Is it 575-454?
The traditional haiku.
575.
You know what I learned, Michael?
What did you learn?
I learned that haiku is not, it doesn't have to be 575. It just has to be 17 syllables.
Oh.
17
syllables. So if you had a combination of like 3 and 11 and 3, I think you'd be fine.
Oh.
Well, I know that Valerie's published a book. Her book is titled Details, ... And you've written a number of haikus, Valerie, so she's currently our haiku queen, in a sense. So,
thank you.
But black butterflies cry.
And they
die.
Cry.
Which one did you... Cry.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Wow, that is so nice. Talk about your inspiration. You know, I like people to do that. There's only two of you, and we're floating in space.
I'm open mic poetry night. And I wasn't quite ready to get on stage or do anything that week. And I just sat there and I wrote that. I don't know really what the answer is. It must have been a poem that somebody was reading about on stage, and it prompted that.
Wow.
But
I think,
I can't recall what poem was.
Well, and we all know that sometimes things pop in our minds and we don't really know where they're generated from. You know, it could be other people's work. It could just be staring out the window, looking at the clothesline. The most important thing, just like that particular piece demonstrates, is just to write it, you know, and then craft it into whatever you'd like it to be. You know, whether it's a haiku or 18 different stanzas, whatever you'd like it to be. I think that's what's so beautiful. But Black Butterflies Cry. It reminds me of that song by Denise Williams years ago called Black Butterfly. You know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Valerie,
and
you have a piece.
And Baroness Ramsky cried. Yeah.
You see,
really
Kimberly,
good.
What kind of show this is? You see what we do, we just keep on going. Whether we're on the air.
There's no problem
this
with that.
A dream
no
for
problem
all
with
of
that,
us.
Though.
This all may be good. A dream for everybody. We may not really be here, but we just keep on going. Valerie, you're on.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find one on my phone. I've got a bunch of new ones written.
All right.
Now, did I read you the one? Yes, I already read you the one about woodpeckers. The sounds. So we won't do that one. Let's see. What if I got? I want to do one about Bessie Smith.
About Bessie Smith?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Great.
There was a wonderful, and I didn't see it. I only saw the trailer, a Bessie Smith movie starring Queen Latifah on HBO on Saturday night. So I want to write some poems and haikus about her because I love her music. So this is a haiku, and it doesn't have a title. Bessie was raunchy, a bit rough, and bi, I think. I still like her, though. The end.
One more time for the world to hear.
All right. Bessie was raunchy, a bit rough, and bi, I think. I still like her, though. The end.
Talk about your inspiration, especially in terms of some of the lines about the bi piece, and as you said, you still liked her. I guess even if that was the case, you still liked her.
Yes. This haiku came directly from a conversation I was having with a friend of mine about Betty Smith, and this is what they said. She was raunchy, and she was a bit rough, and she was biasing, and I said, I still like her, though, or I might have thought that in my head, I don't know, but, you know, I still like her. That's the inspiration.
Oh, so they were saying
it.
That it was a bad thing that she was those things.
I don't know if they were saying it was bad or not, but that's the inspiration for it.
Wow. Kimberly, are you a Bessie Smith fan?
I don't know what to say either way, because I haven't read much about the person, so I don't know. Sad to say, but I don't.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had an opportunity to – I didn't watch the movie either, but because of there's been so much publicity about it, I did have a chance to read some of the stories about her online, especially on Wikipedia. You know, that's like the number one source of information. She did live a rough life. She was quite raunchy. She was bisexual by nature. And during that period of time, she was a very strong woman to claim that and to not care. But I also had a chance to listen to some of her music on YouTube. There are a number of clips. And there's only one clip of her actually performing live in a movie called St. Louis Woman. And she does an incredible job. I mean, so I think it's called St. Louis Woman. I think that's the name of it. But it's only about 15 minutes long, and that's the only clip of her that exists today. Because, again, she died in 1937 due to a car accident. And she was a very powerful woman, a woman who was beyond her time. And I didn't really know a lot about her either, to be quite honest. But I'm going to learn more because she, you know, epitomized so much to be so strong in a time where black women were not supposed to be strong, you know. All right. Let's see. What can I read? We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Truly, there's no one here but us. So this break will last a little bit longer. I cannot believe we're off the air, but we're still talking. We're still talking. All right. We'll be right back. With the Power of Poetics. We're no longer on the air, but we are back with Kimberly and Valerie. My name is Michael. You know, I think it may be a good time to close out. You know what I'm saying? I can't think of anything to read. So unless someone has something they really want to say.
I want to say good show, everyone. Good show.
Yeah.
Hey, first message to Kimberly, keep on writing. Keep on writing.
Thank you.
I know that you said that you joined us tonight, hopefully to find some inspiration. Hopefully you found just a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
It is so important to get it out of your system, to let it fly, to let it go, to allow those butterflies to fly and to soar, to keep them from crying, in a sense, by letting yourself and your life and your way of being be you. And Valerie, what I'd like to say to you, it's a poem I found, Valerie, actually, and I'm going to dedicate it to you, if that's okay. All right?
It's fine, thank you.
Okay. All right. Just hold on, good people, for 1 second. It's called Reborn. The Halloween memory is a sweet explosion, reborn under a disco ball. Shadows, smoke, snow. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned or woman torn. Things forgotten, remembered in a rush. You ever heard that before?
Thank you. I know that piece.
Where do you know it from?
I wrote that.
That's right. It's in your book?
Yes.
Valerie's
and I want to tell Kimberly.
Yes, it's called Details. It's available on Amazon.com, and Valerie was nice enough to send me a copy of it. And I wanted to make sure that I had an opportunity to share a piece from your work. I was really pleased that you would send me a copy of your book. So
thank you so much.
I want to thank you both for joining me tonight, for making this very, very special in a number of different ways. So to both of you, have a fantastic week. To our listening audience who's no longer there. But
they're somewhere.
They're somewhere out there. Enjoy yourselves and good night. This is the Power of Poetics, and I think we still did a great job. We don't need a village. Just a couple of people willing to spread the poetic word. And as I state every week, let poetry ring and good night.
Good night.
Good night.